أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد الصادق الوعد الأمين، وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين، وصحابته الغر الميامين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، حق قدره ومقداره العظيم. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Members of this wonderful group Al-Irshad Al-Ummah, today is the 27th of Rajab, 1441 AH, which corresponds with the 22nd day of March, 2020 AH. And today, inshallah, we are going straight into the rules of Tajweed, like we have already mentioned in our first recording, inshallah. So if you have the book, I sent the soft copy, you can just scroll there and go to page number five, inshallah. You will see the Muqaddima, like the forward, you know. So this book actually brings up the rules of Tajweed in forms of questions and answers. So we are going to read the question and then we are going to talk about the answer, inshallah. So if you have your copy close by, please open it and follow along while we recite or read this together, inshallah. So Al-Muqaddima, Malam says the forward. As-Su'al, Sin stands for As-Su'al, yani question. ما حقيقة التجويد لغة واصطلاحا؟ What is the meaning of تجويد literally and conventionally? So التجويد لغة الاتيان بجيد. He said تجويد literally simply means someone should come up with good. So that means that there is تجويد in everything we do. تجويد does not simply apply to recitation of Quran as alone. That's what you talk about literally. There is tajweed in everything. There is tajweed in sitting, tajweed in talking, and tajweed in relating with people. So tajweed literally means for you to do something properly, for you to do something good. Wastilahan, however, conventionally, ilmu yu'rafu bihi ata'u kullu harfin haqqahu. Conventionally, it means a knowledge that you will allow the possessor of that knowledge to know how to give every alphabet its right, or mustahaqquhu min as-sifati, and what is expected of that alphabet from its description, wal madud, as well as madda, or elongation, wa ghayru zalika, at-tariqiq wa at-tafkhim wa nahwihima, and also other things like at-tariqiq, yani slim letters, reciting letters slimly, wa at-tafkhim, or reciting them in a fat voice. Like example of tariqiq is, let's say, all other alphabets in the Holy Quran. Why tafkhim refers to certain alphabets that you have to recite them with a heavy tone. Like for instance, sword, bar. You say, you don't just say dot. It's not like you say bar, sword, ra. You know, all these alphabets are alphabets with tafkhim, or with tafkhim. And then all other alphabets in the Holy Quran, not really all other alphabets, but the other ones like alifun, ba'un, ta'un, tha'un, jimun, ha. You know, all these alphabets have at-tariqiq, wa nahwihima, and other things like that. So this is the meaning of tajweed. Tajweed, literally, it actually means doing something good. But conventionally, when it comes down to the Islamic aspect, now when you see tajweed, automatically everybody expects that you're talking about reciting the Quran properly and giving every alphabet their rights and pronouncing the madda properly and coming up with issues of at-tariqiq and at-tafkhim, which will be explained better inshallah as we proceed in this book. Now the next question, as-su'al, ma ghayatu ilm at-tajweed. Malam is asking, he said, what is the goal of having the knowledge of tajweed? What is the goal of having the knowledge of tajweed? Ghayatuhu بلوغ النهاية في إيقان لفظ القرآن. So the goal of tajweed is for someone to attain al-itqan, yani mastery, for you to attain a master level, you know, handling for lafzi, for the pronunciation of the alphabets or the recitation of al-Quran. على ما تلقي من الحضرات النبوية al-afsahiyya, just as the way it was recited upon to Annabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the way it was taught to Annabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the way Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also taught it to his companion, for someone to be able to recite the Quran like that, you know, that is the goal of tajweed. Waqila, and other people also say, ghayatuhu sawn al-lisani, that the goal of tajweed is for somebody to preserve his tongue anil khata'i, from making mistakes, fi kitabillahi ta'ala, in the recitation of the Holy Quran, which is the book of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So the goal of tajweed is to ensure that every single person or everybody here will be able to recite it. You see, these laws of tajweed, like al-ikhfa, wal-ibgham, and the rest of them as we're going to study, were not in existence during the time of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All they knew how to do was to recite it the way it was, just as you might already know that Fatha, Kisra, and Dhamma were also not in existence. And you might also know that even putting dots in the alphabets of the Quran was also not really in existence during the time of Rasulullah. And to some certain extent, even writing it down in Arabic, you know, the Arabic alphabet is divided into parts, and we have different parts. Now we have 14 parts, the 14 alphabets, and then we have other lesser parts of that. But that's a deeper knowledge that we'll talk about maybe on issues that have to do with rumus. But for this our topic at hand right now, it has nothing to do with it. So the laws of tajweed were not in existence, but then they came about just to assist people in reciting the Holy Quran properly. Now, so the next question, as-su'al, isma hukum al-shari'u fi ilmi tajweed. What is the Sharia ruling in the knowledge of tajweed? At-tajweed la khilafa fi annahu fardh kifayatin. That at-tajweed, there is no differences amongst the scholars that knowing tajweed, knowing the laws of tajweed, is fardun kifaya. It's something that is compulsory upon the ummah. But once certain people do it, then it takes away the compulsion on every other person. Once certain people overtakes or takes over that responsibility, then the compulsion of it is taken off every other person from it. Wal amalu bihi fardun aynin. However, working with it, knowing it is a different thing, but working with it, fardun aynin, it is a compulsory fard. It is compulsory on each individual person, just like knowing how to do basic acts of worship, like performing ablution and salah. All of these things are fardun aynin. And also reciting the Quran with tajweed, whether you know the laws or not, applying these laws is fardun ayn ala kulli muslimin, upon every Muslim wal muslima, as well as what? As Muslim women, min al mukallifin, amongst those people who have attained maturity and also have sanity. Al mukallaf is someone who is mature and someone who is sane. Now, so we just look through on to the next firstly, very, very briefly as well, because it's one of the easiest firstly for us to understand. Now, firstly, fi ahkam al isti'aza wal basmala. This is a chapter on the rules of reciting isti'aza wa basmala. Of course, we already know that whenever we're going to recite the Quran, it is very, very important for us to begin with isti'aza, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a direct order in the Holy Quran, and He says, فَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. That whenever you want to recite the Quran, you should first of all start by seeking refuge in Allah from ash-shaytan ar-rajim, because ash-shaytan ar-rajim is the one who usually champions issues of waswas and comes to whisper into our hearts. And reciting the Quran, you know, is a whole lot. And we can also refer to some of the bayanats from Sheikh Sayyid Ahmad Tijani, as recorded in Jawahirul Ma'ani, the Quran. You can see that reciting the Quran could also is good, and it could also be, you know, detrimental to certain people, you know. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala include us amongst those people who always benefit the Quran from the Quran, and also amongst those who always enjoy recitation of the Holy Quran. So reciting isti'aza, before isti'aza simply means a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, before the Quran is an order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just as we have seen from the verse of the Holy Quran. And also basmala, yani bismillahir rahmanir rahim, saying bismillahir rahmanir rahim is also, you know, necessary while reciting the Holy Quran in every other part of the Quran except from Suratul Tawbah or Suratul Bara'a, which we all know doesn't begin with bismillah. Every other surah of the Holy Quran begins with bismillah. So for a person who's reciting the Quran and then the person comes across or let's just go straight to the question and see as-su'al, إِذَا آتَ الْقَارِئُ بِالْإِسْتِعَاذَةِ وَالْبَسْمَلَةِ أَوَ الْبَسْمَلَةِ وَالسُّورَةِ فَكَمْ وَجْهًا فِيهَا. He said, when a person who's reciting the Quran comes to, you know, a place where he has to say Bismillah, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ, and then he has to say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and then begin with the recitation of the surah. So how many faces does he have? How many faces does he have? Yani, once you begin to, you want to start reciting the Quran, you just came, you just sat down, and you want to start reciting the Holy Quran, how many ways can you do it? How many ways? Al-Jawab. The answer to this question, it says, فِيهَا أَرْبَعَةٌ أَوْجُهُ. He said, it has four ways. There are four ways to do it. The first way is قَطْعُ الْجَمِيعُ, yani for you to recite each one independently. وَشْتُ الْبَسْمَلَةِ بِالسُّورَةِ, and for you to join the Basmala with the beginning verse of the surah faqat alone. وَوَشْتُ الْإِسْتِعَاذَةِ إِسْتِعَاذَةِ بِالْبَسْمَلَةِ, or you can also join إِسْتِعَاذَةَ and Basmala faqat alone. وَوَشْتُ الْجَمِيعُ, or you can join all of it together. So now there are four ways. There are four ways for you to recite isti'adha or basmala and the first verse of a surah. The first thing you can do is to cut all of them, recite each one separately. The second thing you can do is to join only bismillah to the first verse of the surah. Yani you recite a'udhu billahi differently, then you recite bismillah to the first verse of the surah. And the third thing you can do is to add a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim together with bismillah ar-rahman ar-rahim, then you pause, then you begin with the surah. And then the third or the fourth thing you can do is to join all of it all together. So we're going to take a very, very simple example now. For instance, we just sat down now and we want to begin to recite, let's say, Surat al-Ikhlas. Now it's, you know, incumbent upon us to begin with A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajim, then follow up with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, then bring up Qul Huwallahu Ahad. But there are four ways in which we can do this. The first one, which is Qat'ul Jami', that we can cut it all together, is by saying أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد. This is قطع الجميع. Now the second one you can do is to join بسم الله to the first verse of the surah alone, like we can see in the example trailing. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد. Yani, أعوذ بالله standing alone, then you join Bismillah to قل هو الله. Now the third thing you can do is for you to join أعوذ بالله with Basmala, then قل هو الله comes alone. The first verse comes alone. Like for instance, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد. Then the last way, which is وصل الجميع, we can join all of it together, is by saying أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد. So this is the four ways we can go about reciting الاستعاذة وبسملة وأول سورة. So we are going to stop in this particular place for now, inshallah. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us the ability to keep up with this good work. Salatu wa salam ala ashraf al-anbiya wal-mursaleen wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Subhanahu rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursaleen wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.